Well, oh, crickety crackety. Don't talk back. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 160. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole. Hi.
You're going to have to talk a little louder.
You would think I would know by now.
All right.
Am I adjusted?
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you. So we just saw the most scariest, nastiest thing in the whole world.
I don't want to talk about it. It's weird.
Nicole's vag.
Shut up.
No, we were on our way back from Smoky Bones, and I saw this car. It was stopped in the middle of the road, and there was shoes behind it. And I was like, I think someone's been hit. And then as I said that, we went in front of the vehicle, and this body was all mangled up and, like, bloody and stuff.
I didn't see blood, but yeah, I looked away quickly.
I saw it. And you couldn't even tell if it was a man or a woman.
I was driving, so I was, like, desperate to get out. I'm surprised I didn't floor it and be like, oh, my God.
But, like, both of us stopped breathing. And then, like, we wanted to cry, but we weren't for sure if we should.
And I called my mom because I didn't know what to do. And she said, be glad it wasn't you. But why are they crossing the street at night?
On a busy road.
Right off the interstate. By the mall and all that business.
That's crazy. So we saw that. We went to Smoky Bones and ate. And then we tried to go find Nicole a computer. And she didn't find one. Cue the poopy music. So we might go Sunday and see if we can find you something.
I need one.
A computer too?
Yeah. I need one thing and then a laptop.
So what's been going on? What's happening? What's chilling? What's the new lingo?
You not saying that.
I know, right?
That's what's going on. Nothing.
So someone's been cutting on my age all week long.
Because I'm good at it and I can do that. Old as fossils.
Oh, wait, you're such a bitch. Every time
no,
she said
I said something good today. What did I say?
Was it at work?
When we were on break. The second break. And I came late.
That's what she said.
Bummer. I don't remember what I said, but it was pretty funny. And you were like, oh, you bitch.
I was like, bitch.
You always call
what
me that.
What was it?
I don't know, but I just your age pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, the other day we were clocking out, and she was like, oh, I'm surprised your social security number is not 000000001.
That's totally like, what it should be.
You're a bitch.
You had a pet pterodactyl as a child. Named Friskers.
Or Terry.
Original. Oh, well, my cat is Siamese and his name is Simon. No, weren't we going to try to sing this whole episode?
Yes, we were, but I don't know if we can do it.
I decided I didn't want to now that I heard that.
Why is it? Because of my old crickety crackety voice?
Exactly.
Give me a cigarette.
Marlboro Man.
So, let's see. We had a comment on the last show. You remember we watched Kenley?
I do remember.
Lauren says, so I got that song stuck in my head all day after I listened to this. And I wasn't singing the regular words. I was literally singing Kenley.
Is Lauren the one with the huge boobs?
Yes.
Power.
Tiggle bitties.
Power to Lauren.
Power to the boobies.
Fight the power.
Fight with the power.
That's easy to do. You I run know. And you're knocking somebody out.
Right?
Right.
We also have a new Frapper Mapper. Let me pull that up, too. Her name is Jamie from Salem, Oregon. I hope that's a girl. If not, okay, sorry. If you're a boy, but whatever. But thanks for joining.
It's a unisex name now.
And Jen from Lakeland. Not Jen that we work with, though.
Oh.
There's Freddy.
Who's Freddy?
That guy right there. He's cute.
I can't see it.
Oh, that's what she said.
That's not a good thing. Is he trying to do a gang sign? Or
I guess so. Maybe he's like all kinds of gangsta or something.
What up, gangsta?
There's Lauren and her tig bitties.
They look pretty gigantor.
And this is Kellen. Oh my God, is he so adorable or what?
Oh, I want to touch his hair.
I know. Isn't he cute?
Kellen, mm-hmm. Where do you live?
He lives in Texas.
Come to Lakeland so I can touch your hair. Because it looks soft and fluffy.
Guess who this is?
Harry Potter / John Lennon.
It's his birthday tonight. That'll recall me to go out to the bar. Happy birthday, Drew.
Happy birthday. How old are you?
I think he's going to be 23.
God.
No, 22 maybe.
How am I older than all these people?
You're older than Herb.
I know, but how is that? But you're older than everybody.
I'm older than God. I'm like Pangea old. That's what it was. You said something about...
About a kid. Didn't it? Wasn't it something about a kid and you were...
Oh, I said something about embryos. What did I say? I was getting a Coke and I said something.
I don't remember, but it was funny.
It was pretty funny. I almost pooped my pants.
In an adult diaper?
No,
that you were wearing?
A baby one.
You wear adult diapers.
No, baby. Depends. I had a baby one on.
Depends. Huggies? They don't make Huggies that big. And they're for babies, not grown folks.
We got a phone call for you. You want to hear it?
Sure.
You want to hear it?
I do.
Okay, here we go. Or?
Wow.
Maybe
thanks.
Not.
Thanks, caller.
Let's try this again. Or maybe not. Let's download it.
I love you
it.
Too. Thanks, caller. Caller.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Caller. Caller. Oh, wait, that's Bueller. Bueller. Ooh, I breathed heavily into
it. Hello, Ricky and friends. This is Brad from Knoxville. I know I'm a little late, but happy anniversary anyway. I would sing the happy anniversary song, but I don't really want to. So. Keep up the good work. It's very funny. I enjoy your... Nicole is hilarious.
Thank you.
Even if she is, you know, kind of skanky. But it's okay. It's a big secret. And hopefully one of these days, who knows, I may show up on your show if I'm so invited. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, Brad. I am not a skank. Mm. Trust me.
Okay.
Brad sounded like he was disguising his voice.
Nope, that's all him. I have an email for you too.
Since when?
Since the other day. I didn't want to tell you until now.
You suck. Read it.
Alright, so this is from Melanie. She's from a podcast called Don't Quit Your Day Job Podcast.
Is this an
that's
insult?
Pretty cool. No.
Okay.
No, that's the name of her podcast.
I know, but maybe she was going to tie them together.
Oh. She says, hello, pumpkins.
Hi.
Love the Gal Pal guest host, Nicole and Sarah. Ricky. Wait, I'm totally not reading this right. Love the Gal Pal guest host, Nicole and Sarah. Ricky. And hey, what's wrong with hanging out with your own fairy princesses when you're down, right? The important thing is that y'all all are just as gross and disgusting as ever, which is what we love about Foul Monkeys. As for guilty pleasures, I am perfectly proud to say that I have Mbop in the first slot on my 90s one-hit wonders compilation. Is that how you say that word?
Compilation.
Yes, compilation. Mainly because it makes my chair dance.
Then
again, Michael and Mr. B keep accusing me of being brain damaged because I love the theme music for Figment from Epcot. So take that as you will. Keep your pecker up. Love and kisses, Melanie.
I don't have a pecker, but I'll keep my nipples hard. How's that?
Hot. Can we take a picture?
Who's Michael and Mr. B?
Michael and Mr. B, they are another podcast. It's called the Q-Cast Connection. Oh. And they're in Orlando, and they used to live in Connecticut because it used to be called the Q-Cast Connecticut. They moved to Orlando, and now it's called the Q-Cast Connection. But we're all going to be hanging out at Gay Days. Like all these podcasters. There's like 20 of us. And I would like... tell you guys more about it, but
you don't
like
know?
I need to ask them for the no, they have like a recording that I can play. I need to ask someone for that recording.
Oh.
But we're having like tea on Saturday with the Queen of England and her badge.
She does have one.
She does.
We never see it, but we know
it's
there.
Oh, we're going to see it that night.
What was that?
That was me.
Oh.
Me.
Well, I'm glad that I haven't lowered the expectations of the show.
No, not yet.
I've raised them up. I've raised the bar.
And then Jeremy said, give you 6 weeks, and he'll tell us what he thinks.
Don't worry, Jeremy. I'll come to your house and convince you personally.
Convince you personally.
Yes. Jeremy is not gay, is he?
Yes, he is gay.
Austin, my brother, to your
house. He's a gay Republican from Louisiana or Alabama or somewhere like that.
Isn't that sort of like an oxymoron?
Yeah, well.
Jumbo shrimp. Military intelligence. Gay Republican. Louisiana.
Louisiana. Speaking of Louisiana, I'm going to New Orleans on Labor Day weekend. And I'm also going to Los Angeles on July 4th weekend. So if there's anybody out there that wants to hook up and get a little taste of Ricky, then let me know.
That sounded dirty.
That's hot.
Ricky's
meaner. It'd be a big taste of Ricky, though. Not little, because there's nothing little about Ricky.
Don't let him fool you. It's tiny.
Oh, tears.
Bust out your science kit. Your magnifying glass.
Oh, you're a bitch.
At least I wasn't knocking on your age this time.
Well, I'd rather you knock on my age than my penis size. Thanks. I don't think I can handle that right now.
Sorry. You can knock on my penis size. How's that?
Oh, well. Isn't that called a clit? Is it big enough to be a penis,
my
though?
Undeveloped penis.
Is it like China's clit? Have you seen that?
No, hers is a penis. I'm sure. I've not seen it. Oh, God. You're going to show me, aren't you?
No.
Thank God.
But it is.
Big and gross.
Tim and okay.
Does she ejaculate out of it?
Ew, I don't know. That'd be awesome to see, though. Have you seen those videos where the girls like squirt?
No.
Oh, it's so nasty.
I have no desire to see that.
Ew, it's so gross.
Sorry that we do that. Guys squirt, just not that.
Somebody was telling me. Who was telling me the other day how to get girls to squirt? Trekker Mike. He was telling me if you use this one technique, it like squirts out.
I guess like, that would depend. I don't know.
Have you ever like hit the wall with it or anything like that before?
No.
No?
My friend did suck a mattress, though. She had to turn it over.
Ew!
Yes.
That's nasty.
And she told me all about it.
Did you sleep on that mattress?
No. Thank
Whose
God.
Mattress was it?
Hers.
Can't you get like a lining or something?
I don't know. We don't sit around and talk about getting a lining for your mattress.
You don't
when
sit
you
talking about
squirt.
Periods and finger banging?
Well, yeah, but we don't talk about getting protection and linings and things of that nature.
Well, I'm sorry, but if it's enough to, like, flood your room.
That was the first time. She didn't know. She thought she peed, but it wasn't pee.
Ew. Gross.
You asked. I'm telling.
What's the person's name? Do I need to beep that out?
She won't know about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Somebody's going to tell her.
Who's going to tell her?
There's people local in Lakeland that listen to this.
And that is pretty a common name. Yeah, you're going to beep it, write a note, and we'll call her Sue. No, because then people think it's Sarah. We'll call her Jane.
Jane. So beep out R word. Don't say it again.
Beep out that word that I said twice. Now, you make sure you listen to it.
It is rare that I beep something out. You're lucky, because I rarely do it.
Well, the first time you had to, because it was getting way too in-depth and saying way too much.
Was everyone scared when they heard the bells go off? And
I was. When I heard it, I was like, oh, what is that? It scared me.
It scared
me. It surprised me. I wasn't expecting an alarm to go ringing.
Ring the alarm. I love that song.
Oh my God. I've been through this too long, and I'll be damned if I see another chick on your arm. That's my Beyonce. Did you like it?
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're only doing it because I have like a donut right in front of your face.
Yeah. That's my bribe. Donuts.
All right, so what's our subject? What's our topic? What are we talking about?
Yo mama, and how her teeth are so yellow, she spits butter.
So we got your mama jokes?
Yes.
Let me pull some up here.
They are classic, no matter the time. no matter the circumstance, you can always break the ice with a Yo Mama joke.
408 different Yo Mama jokes.
See? Yo Mama's so fat.
Is this the same one? No.
No.
It's different.
You're lucky. Let's see. You have a computer in front of you. I have papers that I printed from home.
Oh, your mama is so fat, when she runs, she makes the CD player skip at the radio station.
Damn. Your mama's so bald, she took a shower and got brainwashed.
Let's see here.
As you hear my papers flipping.
I know. That's like professional.
That's gangsta style. Don't hate.
Your mama's so fat, she eats Wheat Thix.
Instead of Wheat Thins. Oh. Wheat Thix. That's great. Your mama's arms are so short, she has to tilt her head to scratch your ear. Like T-Rex would do.
Let's see here. Let's look at a good one. Read another one.
Okay. Your mama's so flat, she's jealous of the wall. That's pretty flat.
Oh, God. I can't find any good ones here.
Your mama's so lazy, she thinks a two-income family is where your daddy has two jobs.
Your mama's so fat, she fell and made the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Your mama's so fat, when she goes to the movies, she takes up seven rows.
Your mama's so fat, she uses I-95 for a slip and slide.
Yes. That's great. Your mama's so ugly, when she applied for the ugly contest, they told her, no professionals. It's amateur only. Amateurs.
Oh, let's see here.
Your mama's so ugly, when they took her to the beautician, it took 10 hours, and that was just for the quote.
Yes. Your mama's like a shotgun, two cocks and she blows.
Your mama's like a Ferris wheel. Everybody gets a ride.
Your mom's like a hockey team, changes her pads every three episodes, every three periods.
Ew, that is disgusting. Oh, I'm gonna vomit.
Could you imagine?
No,
like the pad probably like grew over, and
like the
it's
lady
like,
on the toilet, and yeah. grew to her skin.
Oh, we were talking about how Nicole, how her lipstick was smeared downstairs today.
Oh, my God. Your mama's so ugly, she looked out her window and was arrested for indecent exposure. These suck.
Your mama's so old, she owes Jesus $3.
Ooh.
Let's see here.
Your sister-in-law is so god-awful ugly that Durex wants to use her as a poster child. And it said even god-awful.
Your mama's so
ugly.
Old, she was Jesus' wet nurse.
Ricky, that's you.
My stomach hurts. Your mama's so poor, your family ate cereal with a fork to save milk.
Your mother-in-law is so hellishly ugly. Dang, that's pretty bad. That President George W. Bush is considering making ugliness a crime punishable by the electric chair. That's so stupid. Oh, my God. These are... People make up some random shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, who really could think of all this stuff?
I don't know. Let's try to make some up. Turn off your cheats. I closed my list.
I mean, I'm just looking... Real quick.
You're trying to memorize. Good luck. Photographic memories didn't come when they had to pull the thing out of the machine.
You're like, your mama's so stupid, she took an umbrella to see Purple Rain.
Ugh. Your mama's so poor. I saw her walking down the street one day, kicking a tin can. Asked her what she was doing, and she said, moving.
Your mom is so stupid, she went to Disney World and saw a sign that said Disney World left, so she went home.
This just reminds me when I was in sixth grade, and me and my boyfriend in sixth grade, we used to talk on the phone for like hours, just telling your mama jokes. That was our romance.
That's cute. Kinda.
Yo Mama. That show was hilarious on MTV. Yo Mama.
Yeah, sometimes it's stupid, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was retarded.
Wilmer Valderrama's hot, though. Mm. When he looks all, like, Fez. Spoofed up, and or spiffed up, even.
Spoofed up.
Spoofed up is when he's playing a joke. Mm-hmm. Spiffed up is when he gets hot and sexy.
Hot and sexy. Are we out of steam already?
No, never.
Never.
Did you fart again?
Yes.
God!
Like 5 minutes ago.
The vapors.
That.
Oh, Jesus.
I moved my leg.
Help me. Help me. That is so bad. Dude, something crawled up there and died. 8 years ago.
Your mama did. So is Liv Tyler in that movie, The Strangers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She is in it? Because Christian was telling me mm-hmm. that she was in it.
She totally is.
Are you okay?
God, I got to hold my breath.
Just breathe through your mouth. It tastes better.
Oh! I just threw up in it a little bit. It smells.
It does.
Why are
That's
you
bad.
Leaning over to smell your own aroma? Why would you do that? You're going to pass out.
Why would you do that?
My eyes are watering.
Your mom makes my eyes water.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. So we're going to talk, the girl at Smoky Bones. Like there was a family of like 400 eating and she sat at the very end of the table and did not talk to anyone.
I'm sorry. I cannot. Smells like 8-year-old broccoli. It's so bad. I'd rather... It wasn't that funny. I don't know what I'd rather smell, but anything almost. I'd rather smell Finbar's breath. His breath is kicking my
Jesus,
ass.
You're like killing me tonight. I haven't laughed like that in 3 weeks.
Friends are keep smiling. Oh. I don't know any more of it. And then I know it's I'll be on your side forever.
Cause that's what love is for.
That's what friends are for.
Friends are for.
You need to not sing songs because you jack them up all the time.
What did I jack up the other day? That
God.
Oh,
where do I begin?
Getting love from the Jews.
Yeah.
And it's dudes.
The Jews are a very loving people, though.
I like their curly hair on the side. And their yarmulkes.
Those are Hasidic Jews. The hardcore Jews.
Well, would you like to tell us more about them?
I know Borat is really a Hasidic Jew. He doesn't have the curly cues, but... He doesn't answer the phone or use technology on Sundays. I'm not kidding.
Wait, in
he
real
doesn't.
Life?
Yes,
the guy
in real
life?
Sacha Baron Cohen is like a hardcore Jew. He does not.
No. If how did
Look
he
it
do
up.
That movie? How
He's
did
a
he
comedian.
Do...
Look it up. He is a hardcore Jew. He does not. Sorry, Jews, if I'm offending you. He does not, you know, eat ham or pork or anything like that. He doesn't use any technology on Sundays because that's the day of rest.
Well. So does that mean he doesn't use electricity?
He's not Amish. He just doesn't use, like, technology, like computer, you know, cell phone, none of that.
So what
TV,
about...
No.
No regular telephones?
No. He does not use any sort of anything.
Are you for serious?
I'm being for serious. He uses Morse code. To communicate. Flares and hand signs.
Smoke signs.
Sign language.
Oh God, I feel like I'm gonna die.
What was that? You thought you were having a heart attack in the car earlier.
Yeah, that was weird.
And you touched the spot like it's gonna hurt again.
I know. Meow.
Ricky, it's lingering.
It's over now. So,
I smell it still. It smells
it's your
like
upper
lead.
Lip.
It smells like lead
it's
paint.
Your bottom upper lip.
That makes
your lip
no...
downstairs. Your upper lip downstairs.
You want to hear what I got to say? They like to talk. I'm kidding. Everyone, I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
They're silent.
But they're deadly.
Mutes. They're mimes.
They're silent, but mimes. You want in this box?
Exactly. My box. My love box. Which is not getting any love. It's my sad, lonely box right now.
How wow. lonely is it?
Do I sound desperate or what? My sad, lonely box.
If you want a good time, call Nicole at 863-688-1188.
Oh, my. You might need to bleep that.
No.
Extension.
Whose extension could we give
them? Single dose. Trace dose trace. I hope no one speaks Spanish. That will need to bleep. Oh, my life flashed before my eyes when you did that.
Is that her?
I don't know. I just hit my ear on the microphone.
Oh.
The headphone.
Oh,
I won't break this pair.
Bitch broke my headphones.
I apologized.
Your face is so ugly, they broke to get off of you. That's not funny.
You're...
I'm about to let another one go. I'm about to let it rip one.
Those are the SPDs! The silent but deadly. This is so I can breathe. Can you still hear me? Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Could you take that off your vagina, please?
Shut up. Close your butthole. It stinks. Like a 400-year-old dinosaur's ass.
But dinosaurs are millions of years old.
This one just died. It's fresh. No. Have you seen the video of the beached whale that's like for 30 feet long or something like that, and they want to move it off of the sand because uh-huh. it's, you know, beached or whatever, but it's dead.
Ew.
And they want to move it, but they can't because it's too heavy. So they put dynamite under it, and they blow the dang whale up, but like 100-pound flabs of blubber are falling
Where
everywhere.
Where is this?
It's online. I saw
on
it on
YouTube?
TV on like World's Amazing Videos or something.
Let's look this up.
And it was like it crushed a car, like a 300-pound piece of blubber landed on the car and like crushed the roof in. I started to say the lid. The roof.
Oh, is this
there
it right
is,
here?
Blowing up a whale.
On YouTube?
Yes. Just watch, it's funny.
Ew,
whale.
It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem.
Yeah, because it's dead.
What
and
to
rotting.
Do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on
eight
the beach
tons.
Near Florence?
Oh.
It had been so long since a whale had washed up in Lane County, nobody could remember how to get rid of one. In selecting its battle plan, the highway division decided the carcass couldn't
this,
be buried because it might soon
your
be uncovered.
Stench reminded me
it
of this video.
Be cut up and then buried because
a dead
nobody
whale.
Wanted to cut it up, and it couldn't be burned. So dynamite it was, some 20 cases or a half ton of it. The hope was that the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast, and that any small pieces still around after the explosion would be
Birds
taken care
getting.
Of by seagulls and other scavengers.
Indeed, Ooh.
The seagulls had been standing nearby all day.
Standing, just chilling, waiting.
Made ready, we asked George Thornton, the highway engineer in charge of the project,
Fast forward it.
For his final observation.
A little bit.
Well, I'm caught blubber beyond all
They backed up,
bounds.
Like, 25 yards.
You get a while?
Here it comes. Exploding bits. Then... But watch.
Where's the parts?
You'll see. Hear them hitting. It's like raining whale.
Ew.
Imagine if you got hit with one in your head. They waited like...
Our camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere.
Huge chunks of whale blubber.
Pieces passed high over our heads while others were falling at our feet. The dunes were
Look, they're crushing
evacuated.
Cars.
The spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell.
Ew.
Car over a quarter
That's
of a
what
mile
you smell like.
The last site was the target of one large chunk. The passenger compartment literally smashed. Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car. However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale.
Ew.
As for the success of the effort, well, the seagulls who were supposed to clean things up were nowhere in sight, either scared away by the explosion or kept away by the smell. That didn't really matter. The remaining chunks were of such a size that no respectable seagull would attempt to tackle anyway. As darkness began to set in, the highway crew were back on the beach
with
burying
the
remains, including a large piece of the carcass which never left the blast site. It might be concluded that should a whale ever wash ashore in Lane County again,
they won't blow it up.
Will not only remember what to do, they'll certainly remember
what not to do. That's what your ass smells like. Blown up, dead whale carcass.
All right, so we're at 31 minutes, so it's time to go.
Already?
I know, right? Time flies when you're smelling rotten ass.
This one went fast. We actually had themes.
I know.
I'm proud
of
us.
Well, not really, but...
Kind of. I'm proud of us.
Inside my nose, it's like really sore.
Well, stop digging it, and it won't be.
All right, so...
There's no pirates or treasure
there. Everyone, visit the website at foulmonkeys.com.
You should make a whole thing, like, dedicated to giving me comments. That way, it'll stroke my ego.
Call in and ask Nicole some questions.
Yeah, and I'll do that.
206-984-FOUL.
Ask me whatever you want.
Maybe there might be a continuation of the last story she was telling. Maybe. We don't know. And
you are so done. I hate you.
And email us or email me and let us know if you like Nicole, because she's in the running for maybe becoming the new host.
Yes.
I'm
throwing my hat in the ring.
Although you're really the only person trying out so far.
Oh, well. I'm going to beat myself and win.
let's see. Leave us an iTunes review, because we still need 80, so you can get a picture of Mike's cock with his Jacob's Ladder on it.
I want to see that. Do I have to leave a comment?
Yes, you do.
But
you have to get us
show.
To 80 reviews. It doesn't matter.
Can I just leave one that
no.
every day that says, hi, hi, hi,
no.
hi. Awesome, 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 awesome.
Doesn't work that way.
I'm famous, I'm famous, I'm famous.
Sorry.
I rock, I rock, I rock. Not Iraq, I rock.
Yeah. Nicole thinks she's going to be famous from podcasting. I've been doing this for 2 years.
I have way more personality than you. Oh! He let the beast free.
That one's going to be nasty.
Help me! Please!
Call us 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Foul being the operative word. Capsize that when you type it. Ew, I snotted my nose. Ugh.
Let's see. Oh, send us stuff in the post office box. P.O. Box 725,
yeah,
Lakeland, Florida. 33802.
I'm making a request. Someone send me a pair of underwear. Their underwear that they wore. Clean.
Why?
Because I just think that'd be awesome.
Like a guy's underwear or girl's underwear?
Well, I don't want a girl's. And if you send me underwear, if somebody sends me underwear.
You'll take a picture in them?
Yes. I will take a picture.
What if they're thongs?
Well, I don't wear thongs, so none of those. God, Ricky. Honestly, that smells like you just shit your pants. Ugh. Oh, do you smell it? It smells like burnt.
I can't smell
turd.
Yeah, send us stuff in the post office box.
Underwear.
And
someone needs to send a big dildo. That will be hilarious. I will laugh.
I'll be going to Gay Days in June, the first weekend of June. So I'll get everything.
Wrap it up.
I'll get the commercial and everything
that
I need to buy. So you've been listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 160. Thank you for downloading. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
Later.
Bye. Are you done?
Oh, here we go.
Well, folks.
Ew, I turned my head towards it.
Another show, but don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Ugh.
Okay.
Ugh. I think that might be the best one we've done.
Bye.